Quel'Thalas Loss shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings.
For the good of all.
Thrumkar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Hello, and welcome to Control-Alt-WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I'm Aprilian.
And I'm Glanther.
And today is August 25th, 2007. This is episode 35, entitled Friends Working Together from Afar. And we chose that title because Glanther is across town, and we're using a different mechanism to record. We're using iChat and GarageBand, and I think it's working out pretty well, don't you?
I think so too. This is going to be a little bit of a practice run because I'm going to be in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and it would be fun if we were able to have an episode where I was down there. I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to play World of Warcraft while I was down there, but, you know, it would be nice to be able to listen to what Aprilian was up to and to be able to, you know, give my two cents to some of what has been going on. So
the Alliance version.
The Alliance side.
We've actually gotten a couple of emails that have said that they're glad that Glanther is here, and because he can give the Alliance side, which is nice. You know, we want an even podcast. And, oh, and by the way, speaking of emails, the emails we got recently illustrated some need for changes in the podcast. So I'm hoping that this podcast will be a little bit better sounding and will not have some of the deficiencies that we've had in the past. And as always, we welcome any criticism, and because we enjoy...
Be nice, you know, not any criticism. Constructive criticism.
Right. Yes, and constructive criticism. So we're going to start off with what we always start off with, which is what we've been doing. Aurelia, who is my level 60 troll hunter, who was spending a lot of time in, not in Outland. Oh, she spent a lot of time in Alterac Valley trying to get her Frost Wolf mount, which she did. And, oh, I made a video comparing the Frost Wolf mount and the Raptor, and I think I might put it up on YouTube. If I do, I'll link it in the show notes.
Oh, I would love to see that, because I made a troll warrior named Zul, who's still, like, level 2, but I made him because I think the idea of riding around on a dinosaur is so cool, but if it looks really dumb, then I might have to reconsider.
Or do what I did. I have to tell you, though, one thing I'm starting to enjoy a little bit more is my Kodos. I really didn't like... I have Real Fire, who is a level 51 hunter, and I've got way too many hunters. I need to branch out into something else. But she's been riding around on her Kodos, and I'm starting to like it. Have you ever ridden a Kodos?
No, I've ridden a Ram, and I've ridden a Griffin. not just kind of flying between cities, so not
right.
Driving.
Hey, did you know you can do slash dance while you're flying? It's really funny.
Really? You can do dancing?
Yes. Your body, your lower body doesn't dance, but your upper body moves. It's kind of...
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's neat. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. There are different kind of mounts, and it's all a personal preference, you know. And I'm really glad Aunt Aurelia got her Frost Wolf mount. So I'll put the link to that up when I put the YouTube up. And what else? Oh, so then now that she's got the mount, she needs to go back out to Outland. So she's been out there doing the beginning quest around Thralmor. And, I mean, there are so many quests. It's amazing. And I can't wait to get her into an instance or something. One of the quests, you get to actually fly... I think it's a griffin. You get to fly something and do some bombing on some troops down below, which is...
You fly a griffin too?
No, just on the taxi.
Oh, because that's really weird, because we have, the Alliance have that quest too, where you have to go bombing a shelf filled with fell demons.
Oh, maybe it's not a griffin. Maybe it's a wind rider.
I mean, it must be a wind rider. We ride this armored griffin, and we have to go and, you know, drop all these major bombs, and it's so great because those fell demons and like the giant mechanical fell reavers, those are like level 70 elites that you can't kill really by yourself. But when you're up there on the griffin, you can drop bombs on them and they just explode, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really nice because it also does that. You have to do so many numbers, and when you drop a bomb on like a bunch of the peons or a bunch of the, I think they're overlords or something. You know,
see like the number go up like 4 or 5.
Right, tick 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 tick, 4 out of 5 out of 6 out. That's always a nice feeling.
Yeah, you're like ha ha.
And of course, it's really. You have to admit, it's really like the beginning area all over again for the upper levels. It's a nice formula that they use. You know, you get in there, you do a bunch of quests that give you that feeling, oh man, this is great. I'm really accomplishing stuff. But I did run into one problem. There are some mobs that are close together, and it's really not easy. There's this thing under the ground. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. Yep.
And it's worse than those elites in Old WoW that kind of wander around and you have to be looking out for. These guys just pop up out of the ground. The ground kind of rumbles a little bit, and I try to stay away from it, but it pops up, and then it chucks you with poison. And it's really neat. They did a good job on the graphics on that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and I think it's really kind of funny. Like, listening to you talking about Outland, it's like, it's the same thing for Glanther, who's in Hellfire Peninsula right now at level 62, and he has the same problem. He's kind of running around trying to stay away from those underground sand demons. It's like something out of the movie Dune, like these big sandworms that are going to come out and spit at you.
Now, what is he riding? Oh, is he riding yet?
Glanther?
Yes.
Oh, he has a ram.
Okay.
But he doesn't have the elite ram. Okay. I'm thinking of, with him, I'm going to do what you did with Alterac Valley, and I'm going to just start going into there until I can get a battle charger.
Right. I recommend that for anyone. It was a great experience. It was a neat way to introduce yourself into PvP, and it was just a lot of fun. So go ahead and try it.
Do you still have to buy the riding skill of 150?
Yes.
Ugh. How much does that cost?
I have no idea. I think I just know that I went through 1,000 gold and down to like 300. So I think it was at least 500 or something. But then I also spent a bunch of money on training, which I've been slacking off. I've got several alts that need training, and I got to get some kind of way of getting money. So I've been going back to my old roots, kind of. There's a few things that Realfire, who is a leather worker, and Vale, who is a blacksmith, could make that were making lots of money. Vale can make the green Harborek armor, which is a blue piece. It's a chest. You can look it up in the armory. And it goes for like 30 or 40 gold. And I just, all of a sudden, you know, you go from having money, doing stuff, making, leveling crafts, and then all of a sudden you're back into, ooh, I gotta make money mode, and so I've been doing that. Of course, what I really need to do is just get a few alts into Outland, because supposedly that's where the money is, but you get damaged, and you're sacked with a big repair bill, though. Does Glanther have big repair bills?
Yeah, and he gave away a lot of his money to Alaris.
How is Alaris doing?
Oh, Alaris is 41, and he has his paladin mount.
So congratulations.
I don't have to walk around everywhere. But can I tell you, it is bittersweet. It is bittersweet because he's a big guy. He's a big guy. And he has these big hooved legs, and he looks really weird on top of that little horse, because he's bigger than a man, and that horse is like about the same size, you know, for
What is Alaris again?
He's a Draenei.
Ah.
And so his little legs kind of stick out and like bend out.
I think so I have a picture. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I think I sent one, but I might have to send one again. But they stick out at this little bit of an angle. But you know what? I don't really care that much. It cost me 90 silver to buy that mount, and I can go places much faster now. So thank goodness.
Oh, because he's a warlock?
No, he's a paladin.
Oh, a paladin gets the same thing as the warlock.
Yep.
Oh, how cool. I did not know that. Okay, so what else have you been doing?
I've basically been leveling up Alaris, setting up Glanther to be able to go back into Alterac Valley so that way he can start to kind of collect Ana marks for Alterac Valley to get his battle charger. I also am getting ready to have Morian be running around in Hillsbrad and the Alterac Highlands.
What's Morian again?
He's my 30 Blood Elf Warlock. He's the one who's part of Alea Acta Est.
Okay.
So I'm going to be playing him a little bit too, because I did promise my other alts that once I got Alaris to level 40 and got him his mount, that I would start playing them a little bit, because I don't want to neglect them.
Isn't it funny how we almost develop a split personality? Because I do the same thing. And we have another friend, Asheo, who plays, and she has a lot of alts. And one of her alts dinged 40, and I said, well, make sure you tell him. I said, salute. Of course, it's the same person. But they really get distinct characters, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I actually find myself starting to play characters differently. Like right now, Alaris is feeling guilty about something bad that he did.
Oh.
Yes, but there's a quest in Desolus where you have to start a war between the
Centaurs,
the Centaur clans, and he chose sides for the alliance, and he went with the Gelkis clan. So the Gelkis clan is now fighting the Magrim. And I did it because, like, I wanted it to create, like, a little bit of, like, drama in him. Because, you know, like, you get the characters start to kind of take on a life of their own. And he was too goody-two-shoes. He hadn't done anything bad in his life. All he does is go out and heal people and help people out. So he did something, and now he's feeling guilty about it. He wonders if starting a war was the right thing to do.
It doesn't, the light wouldn't approve.
Yeah, the light wouldn't approve. Meanwhile, Morian is the Blood Elf. He doesn't care about anything. He just loves to torment people.
Yeah, well, he is a warlock. And
he is a warlock.
They do mingle with demons. Let's see, what else have I been doing? Oh, well, all of a sudden I decided I wanted a warrior. And I had a couple of warriors. You know, we have these characters that have varying levels of play. We have I have my banker alt, who's all 1 to 5. And then I have a few that I've been leveling that are between 12 and 15. There was a pair, Ishak and Relak, who I thought would be great working together, because Ishak is a priest and Relak is a warrior. And I just thought that would be a nice combination. But then, you know, I got caught up with getting the mount, the epic mount for Aunt Milia, and then getting the Frostwolf mount and everything, and I hadn't been playing them. And also, we got caught up in twinking. Did you ever start a twink?
I think Alaris has become kind of my twink, because Glanther has no money at level 52.
Well,
he buys all this stuff for Alaris and sends it over his way.
That's kind of, I guess, a medium twink. An actual twink is, you know, would be more decked out and more epic, kind of.
Yeah,
but and then, of course, the only reason to get a twink is to go into battlegrounds and kill the Alliance. Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go and kill the Alliance when you are Alliance, I guess, huh? So I got caught up with this.
They should have some kind of friendly fire, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, area of effect.
Right.
You should be able to take out the other guys by accident.
That would be interesting.
I mean, it would. They'll never do it in a million years because.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, it would be interesting if it was like super real.
Right. Well, it's gonna be neat, and I hate to deviate, but I'm really excited about the siege machines in the Lynch King.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take out so many buildings.
Right. It'll be interesting to see buildings actually have effects. I get kind of a little kick when I see somebody dead on a mailbox for a couple of days because it like shows a lasting effect of something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this would be different. But, okay, so Relak is a warrior, and I was twinking out Pri, who is my rogue, and she hasn't even gotten into a battlefield yet. She's level 15, I think, and she's gotten her enchantment and her engineering up, and she's almost ready. It's kind of funny because she's supposed to run all these different instances. There's a whole formula to subscribe to. But at the same time, she's not supposed to level that fast. I guess she's supposed to get some kind of rep and things. And so I've been running her in instances and noticing the effect. Instances with a high level character is a great way to power level. And so I decided to power level Relak. Well, I've had a second opinion about this because Relak is now level 15, but she hasn't been fighting for 4 levels. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's been following Real Fire around and taking, you know, the benefit of Real Fire, which is okay because we got a few things that that all of my alts could benefit from. But I don't think she knows how to be a warrior, so I think I'm going to stop that kind of power leveling and just try to get her into some groups and, you know, Rage Fire Chasm or something.
Yeah, I'm starting to find that, when you were talking about your priest character, I found. I had a level 20 priest once that was a blood elf. I used to have a lot more alts, but as I moved between servers, I deleted some of the ones I hadn't played in a while. This was before I was on this show. So dumb of me to do, but whatever.
Well, can I touch on that? I've heard of people doing that, and I don't understand. Why would, you know, I have, I'd say probably anywhere around 50 different characters, and who knows, maybe when a server's closed down or something or whatever, I could go back and just hang out with them. Does anybody have a good reason why you would want to delete a character that you're not playing? Drop us a line and let us know at controlaltwow@gmail.com, or you can write glanther@gmail.com. But go ahead, tell me about the priest.
Well, he was, it was really difficult to play him sometimes because when you're in a group, you have to spend the whole time trying to, like, heal other people, which is fine. But I found myself having to be really aware of my surroundings because he has some shadow spells that he can cast. But I wasn't able to do any of that because I was healing everyone. And, of course, they can bubble, and they have, you know, inner fire, and also the other things, but they're not good at soloing either. So it's like you have to be in a group all the time.
And they're so essential, though, you know? You just...
Well, they're very essential, but they're a very neat class to play. But I'm finding that I found them at level 20 to be starting to become like, oh, gee, there's a lot of stuff going on here. I'm starting to find the same thing with Alaris, where he's not like my hunter. I was used to playing Glanther.
Right.
Which is just point and shoot, auto shoot, and then every once in a while you can, you know, send off a viper sting. Not a viper sting. Well, it could
a
be a viper
sting. Yeah.
But you could send out a sting in general.
Right.
And meanwhile, the cat is over there tanking. And my cat just dropped something in the bathroom.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
I was like, oh, God. And then on top of everything else, like, he has all of these different seals now and different judgments, and you have to really be careful with what you choose. And I've chose to play him a way that most people wouldn't play a paladin because I am completely defensive with him. Like, I don't have a lot of offensive abilities. I just want to just suck up as much damage as possible. And the general rule of thumb is that that's not a good thing to do. Most people don't like that.
Right, they
paladin.
Like to be balanced. Okay. Oh, the other thing that I've been doing to make money is Trishelle's been making more potions. It's kind of interesting because Trishelle is my alchemist. She's the level 50 troll hunter. No, level 50 orc hunter. The problem with her, though, well, not problem, but I've been keeping her in Shattrath because I've been sending her stuff and, you know, alchemy supplies, herbalism, and potion recipes. But there's one bad thing about alchemy at a higher level. You really need an alchemy lab to do some stuff. That's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I've never gotten that high in alchemy.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, there are lots of forges out in the field, and what else do you need something specific? Because blacksmith...
Anvils,
yeah, but those are probably the only two that really need something specific. And it's kind of, I really want to get her out of Shattrath. Actually, she is in Fellwood now. I forgot about that. She's in Fellwood killing deadwood, what are those...
Furbogs.
Right, yeah, because she's trying to get her wrap-ups so she can, you know, there's supposed to be some good recipes that you can get with the wrap with them, so. But it's just funny that sometimes it's hard to level up when you have to keep going back to, like, the alchemy lab or something to make potions. And Aprillian is getting up her... herbalism. I know I'm saying that wrong. But it's funny because she had to go. She dropped. She had something else. I forgot. But she dropped it. And now she's running around the barrens trying to get potion, trying to get herbalism, flowers and stuff. And she's at level 150. And she's getting there. But, you know, it's really hard when you go back to level a skill. You know, it breaks up the continuity of, I guess, leveling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's all designed to work in steps. So she's level 32. She's in a level 21 through 24 area. And anything that she kills, she doesn't get any XP. But on the other hand, the aggro is lower. So I guess it kind of pays off. She can, like... wander right up on thunder lizards, and unless she, like, crosses right in front of them and goes, nah, 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 they won't even shoot her. So that's kind of nice. So what else have you been doing?
That's about it with my characters. I really cheated a little bit for a show about alt because I was so focused on Alaris. And there's been, like... other things going on, like work and stuff, real world stuff. So
right.
I wasn't able to focus too much on my other alt. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay, well, let's take a little break, and then we'll get back. And we got some mail, and there's a couple of things I thought we'd discuss, and also get feedback from. So we'll be right back. Of the show. Did you get the notes, Glanther?
I'm pulling them up right now.
Okay. So, we got a couple of interesting letters this week. I'm going to go over a couple of the ones from Ron, who was a contest winner a couple of months ago. He won the Flaming Targ from the Flaming Tabard. From the TCG game, the Landrew Longshot, and he gave me some, he told me that he was having some problems getting his, getting the show on his Creative Nano. So I just wanted to mention that if anybody's having any problems, you can always go to the Control Alt Wow podcast, controlaltwow.com, and there are links to any of the show notes. I don't know what the problem is, but I hope it clears up. And if anyone else has any problems, please let me know at controlaltwow@gmail.com. And lastly, about this email from Ron is that he wanted to mention that he likes our new co-host, Glantha. We like you, Glantha.
Yay.
And he says, you two really radiate a true passion for the game, unlike other podcasts, not to mention any names. But thank you. It's nice to get some compliments. He also asked me a question about using a second monitor. I'm going to answer that question in an email. If you really have any problems using monitors, I'll answer it in a question. But if anyone else is having any problems, just email me. And maybe I'll make a show on exactly how to do dual boxing and address any questions about the whole mechanics of dual boxing. And the other one came from a guy who's on, his name is Daryl, and he's on the Instance website. He's an Instance fan, and of course, I'm an Instance fan as well. And someone had actually written, the Instance didn't make a podcast last week, and someone was asking about other podcasts, and this gentleman had made a note that he named a few podcasts that he felt were good and that the rest were junk. And I wrote back that I'm sorry that you think my podcast is junk, but I try to do my best. So he responded, and it was kind of nice. He says, hi, my main is level 70 rogue on Aldman named Hap, and I have a level 11 alt on Earthen Ring in Alea Iacta S named Tuskface. I guess he must be a...
He's probably some kind of troll.
Right. And he says in parentheses, I hate that name. I think it's a cute name. Anyways, I think I said on the forums that there were only a few good podcasts and the rest were junk. Yours was not one I'd heard before, so I gave it a listen, and he had some suggestions. He mentioned that our volume was changing during the show. Some parts were fine. Well, I want to say, Daryl, that I hope this episode, the volumes are okay. We are using a different recording format, and I'm going to try to make sure that it's louder. I'm going to try some tricks to make the podcast louder. We had also noticed in the past that sometimes our podcast wasn't as loud as the others. And so I never focused on it too much because, I don't know. But I think I will focus on it now that you've brought it to my attention. He brought some other comments and said that our content is good. And that we you seem to know your audience well, people with alts under level 40. This is great and not always easy to do. I'm glad there is a podcast for lower level players. It is something that has been missing from the WoW podcast universe. So I think you're doing great. Keep up the good work, and I will keep listening to your podcast along with The Instance, World of Warcraft, and WoW Chronicles, which are also some podcasts I listen to as well. So
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, that was a good one. I thought he hit it right on the head when he talked about the audience, because we don't do a lot of end game content on here, and that's because there's like 8 million podcasts out there about end game content.
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. When I started this podcast, I was aiming for a niche that I thought was kind of lacking, and I think that we kind of focus on that particular group of people who aren't focused in most of the mainstream podcasts. So thank you, Daryl, and thanks for the suggestions. And we invite anyone who has comments to please write us. And we love hearing from you. Okay, so we'll be right back with some more comments and more Control-Alt-Wow in one moment. So we made a few changes based on feedback in the emails that we received, and one of the changes was that interlude. I hope that was a nice interlude. I made it a little bit longer so that it doesn't end abruptly, and we changed the intro. which I think it was pretty good, don't you, Glancer?
Oh, I do like it a lot more. And it's, well, I did like the original intro because I like the intro music to the game. I think this new one sounds much more up our particular line of what we like to have here on the podcast.
Right. It focuses on having alts.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a few other things. Grant is going to do some sound effects.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find some sound effects for, you know, the Alliance characters so we can have some Alliance characters represented, as well as like maybe some like graphics for the Alliance side. So we're going to have a little bit of a balanced, you know, alt for both ends of the world. Azeroth and Azeroth has Eastern Kingdoms and also has Kalimdor, and you know, one is more heavily Alliance than the other, so
right.
We want to try to bring them together.
Right. And if you have any more suggestions, please give us an email at controlaltwow@gmail.com. And we also would like to have some comments on our iTunes, if you are so inclined. And we are on dig.com/podcast. You can look for Control Alt Wow and dig us. Okay, so I think we're just going to wrap up with talking about a subject that we both find near and dear to our heart. One thing that you always need in the game is gold, and one way to get it is to make use of the auction house. And I think Glanther has been fooling around with Auctioneer.
Oh, yes. If you've ever needed to get anything from the auction house, you really need to use Auctioneer with the auction house. It is a fantastic plugin for World of Warcraft. It's free. You can find it pretty readily. Just type it into a Google search. I didn't really play the auction house before I got Alaris. I would sell a lot of my white items. I would vendor a lot of like greens I didn't think were particularly worthwhile. Or that I couldn't use. And anyway, I've been using Auctioneer to sell anything that is white or green. And, you know, sometimes it comes back, it expires. It doesn't always, you don't always sell everything that you put on there. But I just keep putting it back up until I actually sell it. And even if you do that, you'll still make more money than if you just vendor it. And it's been really good, actually. I once had almost as much gold in Alaris's bank account as Glanther had in his, as a character 20 levels higher than him. Because I don't do a lot of auction house with Glanther, but I do a lot of auction house with Alaris. And for a level 41 character to have like around 100 gold, that's pretty good.
Right, it is. And it's very important, not just for you to make money, but it's also good for the people looking for stuff. Because I know sometimes you can't find something on the auction house, or you're not able to mine stuff. There was an interesting discussion. I can't remember. I think it was in a, it might have been on a podcast or in a forum. I'm trying to remember. But anyways, the discussion was about the fact that people should have more professions because it's hard to get the material you need. Well, the whole idea of World of Warcraft is for it to be a social thing. You're not just getting or manufacturing materials for your character, you're getting it for the world. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I find kind of like along that route is that, like, the neutral auction houses, if you go into a neutral auction house, there's nothing in them really.
Right.
Like, they're completely devoid. And that is such a wasted opportunity, because then you have every single player could possibly be putting stuff up on that neutral auction house, but they keep it within like their own class. I don't understand why. Do you think that do the goblins take more of a
I know that the only problem I have with it, and it's probably a circular reasoning, is that because there's not much stuff in it, then not a lot of people go there, and therefore not a lot of people use it. So So, I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, because the goblins don't charge more for a fee than anyone else.
No, they charge the exact same amount. Also, the thing is that if it... It, you know, it's not in every city, so you'd have to either get to Booty Bay or Tanaris. Is there another city?
No, that's it.
So, say you put something up and it didn't sell, then you have to get back to that. So, and, you know, I mainly use it to transfer among my two factions, so...
There's not an auction house in Shattrath City, is there?
No, they specifically didn't put an auction house there because they figured, you know, there's a bank... And there are inns, and there are some trainers, and that if you put an auction house there, no one would ever go back to the old world.
Yeah, it's like everyone, like, you still have to go back to Azeroth in order to
check on your
do
auction
anything,
house.
Which is kind of frustrating. I would love to have an auction house somewhere in Outland.
Well, you know, a lot of people do what I do, which is have a bank alt in a city. My bank alt is in Thunder Bluff, and I've done this crazy thing. I don't know if I touched on it in a previous episode, but I have an alt for each account in Thunder Bluff, so I can move stuff. And if you imagine a ladder with like three sections or three rows, I can move stuff over to the ladder on Thunder Bluff, and then these characters on Thunder Bluff on each ladder can move stuff up or down to each of the characters, and with this new mailing system, it's great. So, you don't have a bank alt though, do you?
I don't have a bank alt now. Right, I'm only playing on one server under one account.
Right. I mean, but you could make just a level one guy run him to Ogrimmar and leave him there. But then again, with only 10 slots.
See, eventually. I'm going to have 10 level 70 alt. Eventually. Level 80 alt, probably.
Probably, yeah.
By then, I'll be like level 150.
Right. I was going to say that. By the time I get a level 70 alt, the cap would probably be 100 and so on and so forth. But I'm excited by it. I mean, you know, new content.
New characters, new stuff. New stuff that you can't use because you're not that high.
Right. But
you know,
the more new stuff, the more people are going to need stuff, and the more stuff you can sell on AH, and it just makes the world a more interesting place.
Yeah, it's like walking by like a big mansion. It makes you think of, wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Yep. Well, I think that's it for this week. This is Control All WoW. I'm Aprillion.
And I'm Glanther. Thank you so much for listening.
And we look forward to hearing from you. And until next week, for the Horde.
For the Alliance.
And now to close out the show is another segment on dual boxing from Ashaya, who's sharing her tips on dual boxing. If you have any questions, don't forget you can email Ashaya at ashayo.wow@gmail.com. That's ashayo.wow@gmail.com. Thanks, Ashaya.
Greetings, adventurers. Ashaya here from the Alea Iacta S Guild on Earthen Ring, back to talk about dual boxing. As always, along for the ride are Jekyll and Hyde.
You say hi.
Hello.
One at a time, boys.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. So, one of the first things I found when dual boxing is that swapping back and forth between machines means that you'll lose some local setup. For example, while the actual spell or macro that is stored in a particular bar slot is stored server-side, macros are stored locally. So unless you create all the macros in the same order on all machines, macros in a bar slot won't necessarily be correct. There's a simple solution for this. As you know from the /macro interface, there are account-wide macros and character-specific macros. Assuming your login name is, say, Blizzard, the account macros are stored in /WorldofWarcraft/WTF/account/Blizzard/macros-cache.txt. And the character-specific macros are stored in realm-specific directories. Where's yours, Jekyll?
Oh, they are in /WorldOfWarcraft/WTF/account/Blizzard/EarthenRing/Jekyll/macros-cache.txt.
Right. So I've decided to use character-specific macros. So all I need to do is copy that file to my other machine. And, hey presto, all the macros are in sync. There are some other files you can copy across as well. For example, you can copy across layout-cache.txt to maintain the same screen layout. The next thing I noticed is that all my gatherer and auctioneer data was missing. No problem, that and all other add-on data is stored in /WorldOfWarcraft/WTF/account/Blizzard/save variables directory. So I just copied gatherer.lua and auctioneer.lua across to my other machine as well.
Great. All I can see now is flowers. Stop making me pick daisies, Asheo. I'm an orc, not a freaking druid.
You'll thank me later, Hyde. Until next time, farewell, adventurers.
I will crush and destroy and... ooh, shiny.
It's been real.
May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Al'dir Shala.
Go in peace.
Catch you later.